This is Kevin Burke from the School of Kinesiology and Recreation at Illinois State University. Thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry. In this episode, which aired on October 22, 1962, entitled Andy and Opie, Bachelors, was written by Jim Fritzl and Everett Greenbaum, directed by Bob Sweeney. In this episode, you'll note that Don Knotts, Barney, does not appear in the episode, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. As the episode opens up, we see Aunt Bee at the bus stop getting ready to get on a bus, and she's leaving all kinds of instructions for Andy about how to take care of Opie, about cooking, and you'll see the bus driver get frustrated, actually yell in her ear because she won't get on board of the bus. And even as she gets on the bus, she sticks her head out the window and is telling Andy to make sure he changes his and Opie's underwear. And of course, Miss Peggy walks up and she hears all that, and you can see Andy getting embarrassed. And again, it's a funny little episode of using some little simple thing about underwear to embarrass Andy. Well, of course, Peggy hears that Aunt Bee's leaving because she's at the bus stop, and Aunt Bee asks Peggy to, you know, sort of look in on Andy and Opie and make sure they're okay. Well, next scene we see Floyd teasing Andy about that it all starts here and ends at the mailbox, and Andy says the mailbox, and basically Floyd says what happens, she starts doing this for you, that for you, this for you, that for you. The next thing you know, you're out changing your name on the mailbox to say Mr. and Mrs. Andy Taylor. And Floyd makes another little joke with Andy saying, you know, if somebody likes to fish, you don't realize you're a barracuda and you're being hooked and reeled in. And so again, it's funny to see Floyd teasing Andy on this. It's sort of a turnaround. The next scene, we see Andy in the kitchen with the ironing board. There's some clothes on there. And a cute little scene here where Opie's trying to talk Andy into eating things like licorice whips or cookies and milk rather than having a regular meal. And so basically the choice was chicken or pot roast. And Opie asked for a nickel, and Andy says, is this for spending or is this for deciding? And so he says, for deciding. So Opie flips a coin, and it turns out they're going to have chicken, and it's cute that Opie sticks the nickel to his pocket, and Andy looks and says, give me my nickel. So he takes his nickel back. Andy forgets about the chicken, and he goes in, and he's burned the chicken. Peggy happens to buzz the door and comes in. She sees the burnt chicken and decides to make Andy and Opie dinner, which Andy and Opie are really happy about. She sets a nice table with candles, and Opie's really impressed with this, and so Andy's really enjoying it, and Peggy says that she'd like to come back tomorrow and do the same thing, and I like the way the Andy Griffith Show did this. After she says that, you hear Floyd's voice talking to Andy, warning him about being hooked. And, you know, Andy starts to react and believe Floyd, and he's really reluctant, and he really doesn't want Peggy to come over because he's afraid he's being hooked. You know, it's never explained why Andy, other than Andy just saying, I'm not looking for marriage, it never explained why Andy wouldn't be looking to get married to somebody as nice and attractive and as Peggy is in this episode. It's always sort of something that the Andy Griffith Show lets go, which I sort of like, keep us wondering. Well, the next scene, we see Opie and Andy talking, and Opie's asking about Barney's vacation, and Floyd's there too. It's at the courthouse. And what I like about this scene is the Andy Griffith Show, if you didn't know, Don Knotts' schedule, he typically was off one episode per week, and he requested that in his contract. So what they would do many times, rather than just totally forget about him, they would say he's on vacation or he's somewhere else, and they'd bring in letters from Barney, and they would read the letters, you know, and it would make it feel like Barney was still on the show. In this particular episode, basically Opie just asks about what Barney does on his vacation. And what happens here is Andy basically recites the entire vacation that that Barney would be doing. And what this shows is that how close the relationship between Andy and Barney was on the Andy Griffith Show. Andy could tell you everything that Barney would probably do, even what he'd be wearing as he goes to do these things. And again, it shows the relationship, the closeness they had, but it also is a way to have Barney, Don Knotts, in the episode without him actually appearing in the episode. So again, I thought it was a neat little idea to do that on the Andy Griffith Show. Well, a little later on in this same scene, Peggy comes in, brings lunch unexpected, and Floyd again. Remember, Floyd's in there watching all this, and I love this. Probably my favorite scene of the episode. After Peggy leaves, Floyd doesn't say anything, gets up and just starts humming the wedding song. Mm-hmm. and playing with his tie as he does. And you know, kids say things at the darndest time. As soon as Floyd leaves, Opie starts talking about, this is just like you and Peg's marriage. And that's the absolute worst thing that he could be saying to Andy at this time. So Andy started to get paranoid, and we see in the next scene that Andy calls Peg and says, you know, Opie and I don't get many opportunities to spend an evening alone. We just like to spend the evening alone. So she understands it, and she thought they may be mad, and Andy tries to explain they're not. And so we see scenes with Andy and Opie sitting and eating good old weenies and beans. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't call that a good dinner, but it's about all Andy could drum up. And then after dinner, they're out on the front porch. And again, you've heard me say before, I love the front porch scenes. This one, Andy and Opie are out there talking about talking, and they don't. They talk about singing, and they don't. And they basically had nothing to talk about and start repeating themselves. So Andy says, well, I better go back in the house and clean up the dishes. So they go in, and then all of a sudden, Peggy shows up again. And she says she'll make him a real dinner because Opie says he's starving. And so Andy, you know, he's like asking Peggy, why are you doing this, you know? And basically Peggy convinced him, well, why wouldn't I do it? You know, I feel sorry for you, and I just like spending time with you. And so at that point, Andy comes to the realization that he's let Floyd influence him, and that it's silly, and that he's just going to have a good time. But I love his explanation to Opie. Opie says, well, Paul, a few minutes ago we couldn't even talk, and we weren't singing, and all of a sudden we're singing. Why? And Andy's explanation is, there's a woman in the house. And Opie says, is that all there is to it? He said, that's all there is to it. So, I think that statement says a lot. Well, this episode ends with the final scene in the barbershop where Floyd's giving Andy a haircut, and they start talking about how rumors get started, and that nobody should be talking about Andy and Peg, really. That's what they're insinuating, getting married just because she's dropping in and helping him out. But of course, you know, Floyd's the king gossiper in the town, and Floyd gets a phone call for a 4 o'clock appointment, and next thing you know, he's starting to tell the person on the phone that Andy's getting married, and Andy ends the episode by calling Floyd a blabbermouth. Again, you could call people names in a way on the Andy Griffith Show, and it didn't offend them. It was really just hitting the nail on the head, so I really loved that. So again, another cute episode and showing the relationship between Andy and Opie, and this marriage decision or marriage thing that hangs over Andy Taylor's head on almost many of the episodes. So what's the trivia question for this time? Well, there was some singing in this episode, and there was a song that both Peggy basically sung most of it, but Andy joined in and helped her. So the trivia question is, what was the name of the song that Andy and Peggy sing together? Again, what was the name of the song that Andy and Peggy sang together? Now, if you think you know, you can email me at burke@mayberry.com. I was going to give you my other email address, which you can certainly use, kburke@ilstu.edu. That's kburke@ilstu.edu. Or you can use the burke@mayberry.com and email your answer to that trivia question, and I'll email you back and let you know whether you got it right or wrong. Or you can go to the website, burkeonmayberry.com, and there you'll see beside the episode name, Andy and Opie Bachelors, in parentheses, the name of the song that Andy and Peg sang together. If you have any questions or comments, and I've been getting several of those lately, I really appreciate those. Don't hesitate to contact me at the email addresses I provided you before. And again, I really appreciate you listening to Burke on Mayberry. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. Again, thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry.